Hey everyone. So today we're going to be taking a deep dive into bringing AI into the classroom. Pretty hot topic, you know?
Definitely a lot of buzz around it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we found this really cool Finnish online course.
Oh, wow. Finnish. Okay.
Yeah, it's called, hang on, I wrote it down. Perehdytyskirtsi tekoälyn käyttötaustan apulaitteeksi Mobi LXP.
Wow.
But don't worry, we'll be speaking English for this deep dive.
Okay, good.
But it basically translates to onboarding course for implementing AI in educational institutions. And it's like this roadmap for anyone you know who wants to use AI in the classroom.
Yeah, and it's not just about the like technical how-to, it's really strategic, you know, like a whole
Yeah,
process.
it's like super comprehensive,
Yeah.
which is why we wanted to take a deep dive into it.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's broken down into like 10 chapters. Each one is like a different stage of the process.
Right, and it's super practical. Like it gives you actual steps you can take.
Yeah, so for example, one of the chapters is called Pilottivaiheen suunnittelu, which is Finnish for pilot phase planning.
That's so important. Yeah.
And then there's another one called oppimisympäristöön ja työkalujen integrointi. That one's a mouthful.
Yeah.
That means integration of learning environments and tools.
Really got to make sure those tools work with what you've already got in place.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm an educator, right? I'm totally new to this whole AI thing. Where do I even begin with this course?
Well, it starts with the basics. Like, what even is AI and why should we even care about it in education?
Right. Okay, so it like lays the foundation
Exactly.
before you like jump in and start using all the tools.
Yeah, you don't want to just like throw talk at the problem.
No, definitely
You
not.
gotta be strategic about it.
Right.
So yeah, after that intro, it gets into the nitty-gritty. Like, what are your goals for using AI? What do you actually want to achieve?
Oh, so like setting a destination before you start driving.
Exactly. Yeah.
Love that analogy.
And then it guides you through setting up a steering group, figuring out data privacy, which is
Yeah,
huge,
super important.
and then planning and running that pilot phase, like we talked about.
Okay, so hold on a second. Pilot phase planning is literally a whole chapter.
It is, yeah, it's that crucial.
Wow. Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, it's all about testing the waters, you know, before you go all in.
Right.
So you pick a small group, maybe a class or two, and you try out different AI tools or approaches, see what works, what doesn't.
So it's not like this massive, you know, top-down change.
No, much more gradual.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I think that's a key strength of this course. It's a very measured approach.
It's a journey, not a sprint. And this is
Exactly.
all just from the course description. I can't imagine what's packed into the actual course.
Right, like we're just scratching the surface here,
Yeah, for sure.
but it's already so insightful.
Absolutely.
Okay, so after the pilot phase chapter, it gets into training and support for teachers and students.
Yeah, because you could have the best tech in the world, but if people don't know how to use it,
Totally,
what's the
yeah.
point?
So it emphasizes professional development for teachers, showing them how to integrate AI tools into their lessons.
So it's not just tech for tech's sake.
Right, it's about enhancing learning.
Exactly.
Okay, and then.
Yeah, what comes after the training section?
So then it goes into responsible and effective AI use, best practices, making sure it benefits all learners.
I like that they're emphasizing the responsibility part.
Yeah, for sure. It's not just about
It's
effectiveness.
about the bigger picture.
Exactly.
All right, so who created this amazing course?
So the brains behind it is Jukka Sormunen.
Oh yeah, I looked him up on LinkedIn. He's the TKI director at Mobioi. That's research, development, and innovation.
Wow, impressive.
And he's developed like 13 online courses.
13 courses, wow.
Yeah, he definitely knows what he's talking about.
And the course is actually open for enrollment right now,
Yeah, we'll put a link in the show notes.
if you want to check it out.
Definitely. Okay, so we've just skimmed the surface here, but what are some things that stood out to you just from this description?
Well, besides the structured approach, I was really impressed by the emphasis on the pilot phase. It's such a careful approach.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, don't feel pressured to jump all in
Right, start small, experiment,
and
learn.
then gradually integrate AI. And
Exactly.
it's not just about the tech.
No, it's about the people too.
Right.
The training, the support for teachers and students.
Empowering everyone involved.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm feeling a lot more confident about this whole AI thing now.
Yeah, me too.
And this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah, we've barely scratched the surface.
Okay, but let's break down some of these chapters in more detail. Where should we start?
Let's see. I think that oppimisympäristöön and työkalujen integrointi chapter sounds really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Integration of learning environments and tools, that's a big one.
It is, yeah. Like, how do you actually make AI work with what you've already got in the classroom?
Right, because you can't just like throw it in there and expect it to work.
Exactly. You got to be strategic about it.
So what does the court say about that?
Well, it starts with like a tech audit.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, you got to analyze your current setup, you know, see what's working, what's not.
So it's like taking stock of your classroom.
Exactly. And then you figure out, okay, where are the gaps? What can AI actually help with.
That makes a lot of sense. So you're not just like buying a bunch of random AI tools?
No, no, it's targeted.
You're picking the right tools for the right job.
Exactly.
So it's like, what's a good analogy? It's like you wouldn't buy a hammer if you needed a screwdriver.
Yeah, perfect analogy.
Right.
So the course goes through different types of AI tools, like adaptive learning platforms, intelligent tutoring systems.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah, they're getting pretty sophisticated.
And AI-powered assessment tools, too, right?
Yeah, that's a big one.
So how would that even work?
Well, imagine a student is struggling with math.
Okay, yeah.
An AI tutor could step in and give them personalized help.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that frees up the teacher to do other things.
Right, so it's not replacing the teacher.
No, no, it's more like augmenting their abilities.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a partnership.
Okay, so that brings us back to the close of Aheen's Sudalu chapter, pilot phase planning.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, it seems like they really emphasize the importance of teachers in this whole process.
Absolutely. Teachers need to be involved from the very beginning.
Yeah, because they're the one who's going to be using these tools.
Exactly. So the course suggests forming a steering group.
Okay, a steering group.
Yeah, with teachers, administrators, tech specialists.
So everyone's on the same page.
Exactly.
That's smart.
And they also talk about professional development for teachers.
Yeah, that's crucial.
You got to give teachers the training they need.
Right, so they feel comfortable using these new tools.
Exactly.
Okay, so it seems like this course is really big on collaboration.
It is, yeah. It's not just about the tech. It's about the people, too.
And taking it slow.
Definitely. It's a process.
Okay, now there was another chapter title that caught my eye.
What does that mean?
Continuous development and evaluation.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, because you can't just implement AI and then forget about it.
Right. You got to keep track of how it's working.
So what do they say about that?
Well, they emphasize regular evaluation. Like, are the AI tools actually helping?
And how do you even measure that?
Well, you can collect data on student engagement. Learning outcomes, teacher satisfaction.
So it's data-driven decision-making.
Exactly.
I like that.
And then you use that data to make adjustments.
So it's a continuous cycle.
Right.
Improvement never stops.
That's the idea.
You know, it seems like this course is really gives you a framework.
Yeah, not just a set of rules.
It's like a roadmap for navigating this whole AI thing.
Exactly. And that's important because AI is always changing.
So you got to be flexible.
Exactly. You got to be able to adapt.
This is really fascinating stuff.
It is. Yeah.
It's like we're getting a glimpse into the future of education.
In a way, yeah.
And it's exciting, but also a little daunting.
I know, right?
But this course seems like a good place to start.
Definitely. It gives you a solid foundation.
Okay, so before we move on, there was one more chapter title that really piqued my interest. Tekoelin tulevaisuus kulutuksessa.
Ooh, what's that one?
The future of AI in education.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's see what they have to say about what's on the horizon. Okay, so we're back and ready to dive into the future. Tekoelin tulevaisuus kulutuksessa. The future of AI in education.
That's the big question, right?
Yeah, where is this all heading?
Well, the course points to some pretty exciting trends.
Okay, like what?
Well, one of the big ones is hyper-personalization.
Hyper-personalization. What does that even mean?
So we talked about personalized learning before.
Right, adapting to the student's learning style and all that.
Yeah, but this is like next level personalization.
Okay.
AI that takes into account not just learning style, but also the student's interests, their goals, even their emotions.
Whoa, so it's like having your own personal AI tutor.
Kind of, yeah.
That's pretty wild.
And the course suggests AI could even create unique learning paths for each student. Like suggesting specific books, articles, videos, even real-world experiences.
Wow, that's amazing. But are there any downsides to all this personalization?
Well, the course does mention some challenges.
Okay, like what?
Well, one concern is that students might end up in a filter bubble.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Where they're only exposed to information that confirms what they already believe.
Right, that wouldn't be good.
No, because we want students to be open-minded, to encounter different perspectives.
So how do we avoid that?
Well, the course emphasizes designing AI systems that encourage curiosity.
Okay, that makes sense.
Systems that promote exploration of different viewpoints.
So it's about finding that balance.
Exactly. Personalization, but also breadth of knowledge.
And that's where teachers come in, right?
Absolutely. Guiding students, facilitating discussions, helping them make sense of it all.
So even in this super high-tech future, teachers are still essential.
Yeah, the human element is irreplaceable.
That's good to hear.
Now, another area where the course sees big changes is assessment.
Assessment, okay.
Yeah, because traditional tests have some limitations.
Right, they often focus on memorization.
Exactly.
Not necessarily real-world skills.
So the course envisions AI-powered assessments.
Okay, how would that work?
Think like simulations that evaluate problem-solving skills, creativity, collaboration, and communication.
Wow, so it's more about demonstrating skills?
Exactly. And AI can provide personalized feedback, too.
Based on all the data it's collecting.
Right.
This is really painting a picture of a very different kind of education.
It is, yeah.
More personalized, more engaging, more relevant to the real world.
And the course also talks about equitable access to these AI tools.
Right, because we don't want to create a digital divide.
Exactly. Everyone should have the opportunity to benefit.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about using it responsibly and ethically.
Yes, and making sure it serves all students.
Wow, this has been a really thought-provoking deep dive.
Yes, yeah.
I feel like we've just scratched the surface of AI in education.
We have. There's so much more to explore.
But this course has given us a great starting point.
A framework for thinking about the possibilities and the challenges.
And a roadmap for navigating this exciting new landscape.
Exactly.
So to everyone listening out there, whether you're an educator, a parent, a student, keep learning, keep exploring, keep asking questions.
Because the future of education is in our hands.
And that's a wrap on this deep dive. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me.